Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our question and answer series, we were talking about Peter's encounter with them that received tribute in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And then he was come into the house, and Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom and tribute? Of their own children, or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, and take and give to them for me and thee. Now, isn't this interesting? Peter has no idea how he's going to pay for this. But he tells them yes, then he goes to the master, says, What's going on? He sends them out. He says, There's going to be a piece of money. Well, he goes out like the master told him. And sure enough, the Lord provided the need that he had. But again, all of this comes back down to an answer about faith. So we look at that with Ahab and Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad is not really repentant. He's just trying to save his neck. And Ahab is trying to be liked by the world. He's trying to be accepted with the world. He wants his religion to coincide with the world. When all is well, Ben-Hadad and Ahab is back at going to what they were and are. In Matthew, the brother's one who is in Christ. If seven times we are commanded to forgive them, then we are to forgive them. Now, you saw that. I read to you Matthew 17, 20 through 35, but I want you to see the idea of faith, because you're acting on the word of God, just like Peter did in putting the fish in there, getting the fish out and saying, Yes, the Lord's going to do it. Then 18 verses 20 through 35, they had come to Jesus and said, How often should I forgive my brother? Seven times? And Jesus said, No, 70 times seven. Now, to be quite frank with you, my friend, I would wonder how real it is if it happened seven times in a day, let alone 70 times. Somebody comes back each time after they've done something, and then you say, do they really mean this? I mean, that would go through my mind. I don't know about yours. Maybe my mind's the only mind that's like that. But nonetheless, it's hard to believe. And yet, Jesus said, they come back. Make it right. Okay. Forgive them. But the brother came to me after the incident. Often have I fell to the same temptation, be it selfishness, or some other sin, the tongue, the mind. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit brings things to me and ask that I seek forgiveness? Habitual sin is one I know is wrong. But forgiveness, a habitual sin, should not be in a Christian. But the temptation is just at the right time to defeat me. Well, that is the devil. He knows just when to throw out the temptation. Put it right there in front of you at the right time. Now, I have over the years found out that God forgives, but he also chastens. There comes a point that the chastening is such that I know not to give in to the temptation any longer. It's like the little boy who, after he realizes father's belt is not worth the pleasure of doing wrong. And by the way, let me just insert this into the letter in my answer to her. You dads, you moms, the Bible tells you to spank your children. Now, I know this modern world tries to keep you from that. And of course, I can understand the philosophy the world has in that, because they believe that your child is a ward of a state. It's not your child. Once you birth the child, but the child is a ward of the state, and they want to run your home. They want to rule your home. They want to control your home. They want to control your children. And so that's the way they do. But the Bible's very clear about the chastening, the spanking, you might say, of the child. And so there's just a principle I'm trying to point to you and get across to you. And that is simply this. Dad, mom, make the pain of the punishment much greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. I found in my own life, God has had to do that to me on occasions. You might say, to straighten me out. Some people are convicted about things by sin, but need daily encouragement to do things that are right. And opposite of that sin. Now, if you're like me, you can see potential in some folks. But their walk obviously is more in line with the friendship of the world. Look, don't make threats. Rather, let them know the consequence if it happens again. Whether it's a brother or sister in Christ. Now, of course, you're not going to have a fist fight or something like that. And not going to cause a scene. But things do have to be confronted and stopped. And yet, deal with it. But if you have to deal with something again, keep your promise on the consequences. And that's true in child rearing, but that's also true in leadership. Keep your promise of the consequences. Ahab seems to have wanted delivered from the consequences, not the sin. Jesus' illustration shows the man sorry for the potential consequences, not his sin, in Matthew chapter 18. The man shows no mercy to the man who owed little. Now, you remember the story? This man owes him, the rich man, you know, this man had owed him so much money and he couldn't pay, and he's going to put him in jail, you know, and his wife and all that be his property and all that until he paid in full, and he couldn't afford to do anything, couldn't work that long, you know, and so he asked for mercy and he gave him mercy. And then a lower servant had borrowed just a little bit from him, hardly even a fraction of what he had gotten from the king that hadn't paid back. And he puts him in jail, hasn't beaten everything else. And that got the king so upset that he didn't have mercy that he did something to him. So a lot of times we think everybody should show us mercy, but how do we show mercy to others? So the man who owed little, he realizes the man needs the greater consequence of the man that owed much because of the earlier forgiveness he gave him. He could not extend to this man that owed little. So he wasn't of a repentant heart. Rather, it was only the avoidance of the consequence that he actually had come to him. And at first, the king decided, I'll just take that upon myself. I'll just suffer the loss of it. But now, he's going to hold him accountable. You see, the original forgiveness did not change him. How many have prayed prayers to avoid hell, but did not give their life to Christ in repentance and faith? How many Christians have stopped a sin, not be public? You know, it's something that wasn't publicly, you might say, revealed. Instead of having sorrow for their sin, they just kind of stopped a sin not to have it revealed. But it didn't change your heart towards the Lord and the things of the Lord. There's not sorrow for sin. Now, I hope that you understand this, that God wants you in this situation, you might say, to be the adult Christian, Christ-likeness. Keep it in mind. Do the right thing according to the Word of God. That's what you keep in mind. What is right for me to do according to the Word of God? They may not change, but don't allow their opposition keep you from doing the right thing before God. And let me say this, my friend. You have written me a letter, and you just had a lot of opposition, people that have really done some things to you, and I've not shared that on this question-answer period of some of the things that we could have shared here, but I didn't want the people to get that. And you are wrestling with the idea of forgiveness, especially after reading about and Ben-Hadad and Ahab. Boy, and just Ben-Hadad was a wicked, unsaved person, king. Ahab was a king. He was part of the children of Israel. He was part of the southern tribe. But the truth of the matter is, he did not have the heart to obey the commands of God and do the right thing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.